This Living Traditions moment is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. Old Maid's Ramble, Garden Beauty, Mariner's Compass, and Lightning in the Hills. These are some of the colorful names of beautiful quilt blocks painted on barns and buildings throughout Western North Carolina. Reminiscent of traditional quilts, the painted quilt blocks delight the eye and warm the heart. There are links to our heritage of creativity, resourcefulness, family, and community. The quilt blocks tell stories of people and places. A block titled Arbuckle Coffee Pot was commissioned by Jeff Boone as a gift for his mother who raised a family on Arbuckle Road in Burnsville. And these vivid quilts embody community pride. In 2010, eighth graders at Cane River Middle School created a quilt block called Down by the River. The design was inspired by 6 months of lessons in mathematics, art, local geography, and history. You may happen across these visual gems by chance, or you can seek them out like a treasure hunt. Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina has created 9 scenic driving tours of quilt blocks dotted throughout 6 counties. The Quilt Trails project began in Ohio and spread to 30 states in Canada. Western North Carolina boasts the highest concentration of quilt blocks in the country, with over 200 in Mitchell and Yancey counties alone. You can see the world's only sundial block quilt that won the Small Town Main Street Award, or you can discover how the Ohio Star painted at the Ramsey family's barn is related to a locally made quilt that now resides in the Vatican. If you want an artistic and cultural adventure, pick up the Quilt Trails map at the Quilt Trails gift shop in the Yancey County Chamber of Commerce, or go to quilttrailswnc.org. This Living Traditions moment is a production of the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, preserving and celebrating the culture of our North Carolina mountains and foothills.